Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been addressing parliaments across the world, pushing for more support as the Russian invasion of his country continues. Tonight, it was Australia's turn, and he had this warning.
The most terrible thing, if we don't stop Russia now, if we don't hold Russia accountable, then some other countries of the world who are looking forward to the similar war against their neighbors will decide that such things are possible for them as well. The fate of the global security is decided now.
That's the Ukrainian President, Volodymyr Zelensky. For more on his address, reporter Isabel Massali joins us now. Isabel, take us through what the President told the Australian Parliament.
So Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said to the Australian Parliament, Ukraine and Australia are separated by oceans, but they needed to work together to protect democracy. And as you heard there, he warned that there could be ramifications across the globe if this wasn't resolved. He thanked Australia for its support so far, but he pleaded for more, saying this is only the beginning. Here's what he had to say.
The bipartisan support of Australia, of Ukraine, for the support that has been provided. We are extremely grateful. 70,000 tons of coal for our energy. But this is only the beginning. Together, we can and should do more. We need new sanctions against Russia, powerful sanctions, until they stop blackmailing other countries with their nuclear missiles, and they have to pay the highest price for blocking the sea. No Russian vessel should be allowed in other international ports. Buying their oil means paying for the destruction of the global security. We have to stop any business activity of Russia. Any dollar should be spent for the destruction of the people. No single dollar.
So one of the other things he asked for is for Australia's Bushmaster armoured vehicles that Australia has in its armoury. He also made comments on the downing of MH17. He said that the unpunished evil of the 2014 shooting down of the plane has led to the invasion of Ukraine, and if stronger action had been taken at the time against Russia, things would have been different.
Yeah, very interesting, that request for Bushmaster vehicles. We'll see where that one ends up. Australia is, though, of course, offering more help to Ukraine with more military support and new economic sanctions against Russia.
Yes, so right before the Ukrainian president spoke, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced an extra $25 million worth of defensive military assistance, and that includes rations and medical supplies along with tactical decoys, unmanned aerial and unmanned ground systems. So this brings Australia's military assistance to $116 million worth so far, along with the $65 million of humanitarian assistance and 70,000 tonnes of thermal coal for energy needs in Ukraine. Earlier today, the federal government also announced it will ramp up economic sanctions with a new 35% tariff to be applied to all imports from Russia and Belarus, and that will come into effect on the same day the Russian oil ban begins. Both leaders stood in solidarity with the people of Ukraine. Here's Scott Morrison.
We stand with you, Mr. President. And we do not stand with the war criminal of Moscow, Mr. President. I know that man, you know that man, we know that man, Mr. Speaker, and we know his regime. We have seen them unleash unspeakable horror against your children, your hospitals and the shelters.
You are fighting for your country and your people. You are fighting for your own family. We are here to hear your words. So let me conclude with the words that resound amongst democratic and freedom-loving peoples the world over. Slava Ukraina!
That's the opposition leader Anthony Albanese, Isabel Massali reporting.